What unique opportunities has God provided you that he can use to serve others?
Dr. Tony Evans says each and every one of us is custom built by our Creator to accomplish a specific purpose.
God wants to use that uniqueness in your calling for your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Today, Dr. Evans talks about what it feels like to live a life powered by purpose and explains why no other purpose but God's will do. Let's join him.
God has assigned and consigned to every believer a divine reason for being. Until you are operating in that divine reason for being, then life will never be lived as your Creator designed it to be lived. You will be forever on a detour leading you to who knows where. You'll go from job to job, relationship to relationship, situation to situation, hoping that that's it. Only to discover that God has so worked this thing out that nothing in this life can fulfill your reason for being unless you're accomplishing his divine purpose for your creation. The people in Scripture who had lives aflame were lives full of purpose. Esther had a purpose-filled life. You're called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Moses had a purpose-filled life when he met God at the burning bush, and his job was to let my people go. Peter had a purpose-filled life when God said, from now on, you will be fishers of men. Paul had a purpose-filled life when he said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press on the high calling. Joseph had a purpose-filled life when he could say to folks who had done him wrong, you meant it for evil. But God meant it for good to bring about this occasion. Jesus, even though he knew he was going to a cross, had a purpose-filled life because he said, I have completed the work you sent me here to do. And then, of course, David was filled with purpose. Verse 36. For after David had accomplished the purpose of God for his generation, he fell asleep. I want to let you know that you will either waste the rest of your natural life or you're going to start making it count for something that matters. Let's review the three things. First of all, he served the purpose of God. David has a unique title. He is called a man after God's own heart. Look at verse 22. And after he had removed him, that is Saul, God raised up David to be their king. Concerning him, he testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do all of my will. Now you know why David was called a man after God's own heart. David is called a man after God's own heart because David served the purpose of God. If you want to know God and be known of God, you must serve the purpose of God. It says, he will do all my will. Therefore, he is a man after all my heart. The reason why many of us are struggling with emptiness is that we're not after the heart of God. And therefore, we're not accomplishing the will of God. So we experience little of the presence of God and virtually none of the power of God. Because we're not here for the purposes of God. Your purpose is your divine reason for being. It's not being alive, living. It is your divine reason for being. When God created you, he created you for a reason, and he did not make a mistake. Isaiah 44:2 says, I have formed you. Even here in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 24, the God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Neither is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives life and breath to all things. And he made from one person every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God. God created you at your appointed time, the day you were born. God has assigned you a divine purpose. And we should step into that blessing, but you can't step into the blessing in order to receive the blessing unless God knows that the blessing is not only for you. That's why the scripture says it's more blessed to give than to receive, because if it's only for you, then that means you're not serving the purposes of God in this generation. God is asking you, in fact, he's demanding you to realize, like Esther, you are called to the kingdom for such a time as this. He has you here, right now, in this place, at this generation. You weren't born in your mother's generation because that wasn't your time. You weren't born in your children's generation. That's not your time. Your time is this time. And he wants you to use this time for his purposes, for his generation. The problem is time is running out. Clock is ticking. You go and look at an obituary, or better yet, a tombstone, and here's what you'll see. Date of birth, date of death, dash. Above it is a name, and usually below it is a statement of some kind. Date of birth, when you got here. Date of demise, when you left here. Dash. It's all about the dash. Because the dash is talking about what happened while you were here. Got here, left here, dash. When you meet God, he's going to discuss the dash. He's going to want to know, what did you do that served my eternal purposes? Now, guess what you get to do? Guess what you get to do? In fact, you should do it, and you shouldn't let anybody do it for you, and that is write your own obituary. See, if David had a tombstone, I know it would be written on it, man after God's own heart. Because that's what God wrote for him. So, man after God's own heart. Maybe underneath it in smaller print, I served the purposes of God in my generation. The Bible talks about saints receiving a glorious welcome into the kingdom. Glorious welcome. Because they served the purposes of God. Please don't misunderstand me. I am not suggesting God doesn't want you to enjoy life. I'm not suggesting that God doesn't want you to smile. I'm not suggesting, no. When you find your purpose, you find your fulfillment. The two go together. Purpose and fulfillment, they go hand in hand. You can't be in God's purpose and be unfulfilled. No, you're talking about optimum fulfillment. But you got to serve his purpose in this generation before you fall asleep. Because it's too late when you fall asleep. And some of us are getting sleepy. We don't walk like we used to walk. We don't have energy we used to have. Because we're getting tired. Because we're getting older. And we're getting sleepy. It's time to serve the purposes of God in this generation. Now you may say, but what about all the time I lost? Sprint. Sprint. When you're behind in a race, you have to pick up speed and sprint. David served the purposes of God in his generation. So he fell asleep and had a great weight of glory. The Bible says that we will receive an eternal weight of glory. Because in history, when God left us here, we served the purposes of God in this generation. My purpose is to impact urban communities for the kingdom of God. That's what God has called me to do. Everything I do is attached to that in some form or fashion. If you become a member of this church, because that's a large part of the church's vision, and when we say discipling the church to impact the world, then that means that to some degree you buy that and you want to plug into that in some way. And then even broader than that, when you live in your day-to-day world, you want to be used of God for him in your career or whatever he has you. But you must be involved in serving the purposes of God, or you're missing God. And going to church won't solve that. Having devotions every day doesn't solve that. Not if you're not connected to the purpose of God. I hear there's a scam. I wonder if any of you ladies have been involved in a scam where you got a big event planned, you got a banquet or some awesome event you got to go to, and you want something new. So you go to the store and you buy the dress and the jewelry for this big event you got planned. Then the next day you return it. Anybody ever been involved in a scam? I know you ain't gonna raise your hand. Then the next day you return it. In other words, you really weren't intending to buy it. You were pretending to buy it, only to return it the next day after you used it for your purposes. In other words, what the store had in mind was not what you had in mind. The store thought they were making a legitimate purchase to a legitimate customer, when actually you were running a game on the owner. The game you were running is you wanted to use up the owner for your personal benefit without it actually benefiting the owner, because you're going to turn it back in the next day, having declared in a lie, "I didn't like it after all," when you loved it for you. Many of us are running a game on God. We come to the store, to the church. We come and we say, "I want that. God, I am committed to that. God, I am declaring that this is what I want," only to take it for our own purpose. And then to tell God I can't use it. To come and say, "God, I'm here for your purpose." Then on Monday through Saturday, live for our purpose. That's running a game on God. But you got to know something. You can't run a game on God. For he searches the heart. So it's time for those who want to stop existing and start living to discover your purpose.
And God has given you the tools you need to do that. Dr. Evans will explain how to put them to work when he returns in a moment to continue this final message from his series, Fulfilling Your Life's Mission. It's a five-part look at living life with a sense of purpose, clarifying your goals, and making a real impact. And if you contact us before the day's out, we'll send you this complete set as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. As a special bonus, we'll include Tony's devotional book, Life Under God, packed with 365 encouraging readings that'll motivate and equip you to live according to God's kingdom agenda. Remember, this special offer ends today. I'll have our contact information for you after this.
The Bible, from beginning to end, passage by passage, thoroughly explained in plain language by one of America's top theologians. That's what you get in the brand new Tony Evans Commentary. It's loaded with a lifetime of insights and illustrations that'll help you dig up every nugget of spiritual truth and put those new understandings to work. Whether you're a brand new believer or an experienced Bible teacher, you'll want to have this powerful new resource close by every time you study God's Word. The Tony Evans Commentary, available now at TonyEvans.org.
The Tony Evans Commentary is the result of over 10 years of intense study, producing thousands of relevant, up-to-date notes in one of only a few products of its kind written by a contemporary author. Be among the first to get your copy and see how it lights a fire under your Bible study time. Again, that's TonyEvans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is available to help you day and night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, here's Dr. Evans once again with more of our message.
First of all, you must look at your abilities. Two questions. What abilities has God given me that He can use to minister to others? What are my spiritual gifts? Secondly, what training, formal or informal, have I received that God can use to help others? So that's a question about abilities. Secondly, is a question about experiences. What lessons have I learned based on my mistakes that can be used to help others? God will use your failures because He wasn't caught by them by surprise. Secondly, what wrong experiences have others inflicted on me that God can use to help others? God knew when you were being abused. God, why didn't you stop it? Because in His sovereign will, He decided I can use that. So what mistakes have I made or what mistakes have others made against me that God can use? That's the question of experiences. But then I come to opportunities. What unique people has God allowed to shape you? People He's brought into your life who brought things to benefit you, and you thought it was just you, but God brought them into your life because He wanted to use what they imparted to you for you to use in your calling for your life. What unique opportunities has God provided you that He can use to serve others? Unique people or unique opportunities in the sense that you had a unique education or something out of the ordinary. You had a unique experience of some kind that wasn't just the ordinary run of things. How it happened, it just wasn't normal. It was unique. God wants to use that uniqueness. He gave, you know what He gave Esther that was unique? Her looks. She looked different. She was not only pretty, she was extraordinarily, uniquely so. And it says, and when King Ahasuerus saw her, he was bowled over by her so that he married her. So that Mordecai said, don't think you just here because you're cute. He says, God has uniquely put you here for such a time as this. He made you pretty so that you would get His attention. So when they were getting ready to kill our people, you would be on the inside. So what is there unique that God wants to use? And finally, your passions. If you had to speak to a group of Christians in your church, what would you be excited to talk about? Where's your spark plug? Your fire. He loved talking about this. It's a passion. I was with a member this week, and he says, my passion is business. I love business. I love the business of business. He said, Pastor, how can I use this for the kingdom? So I began to talk to him a little bit, and we found a place to plug him in, and he said, now, that's me. When you can say, that's me, that's passion. Because God wants you to flow in your gifting, flow in your calling, which means there's fire associated with it, like fire in your bones. And then if money were not an issue, what God-given dream would you try to accomplish? If you had all the money to do whatever you wanted to do, what would you want to do? If money were not an issue, if you didn't have to work, what would you spend your time doing? One guy told me, man, I love coaching. Oh, I love coaching. Well, he never connected, and I have an ability to do it, not only to coach the game, but I can inspire the players. He never connected that maybe what God wants to do is use him with a group of youth or teenagers in an athletic ministry, not only to teach them the game, but to mentor them for the kingdom of God. He never connected that. When you go over these four things and you find out where the four meet, then there's only one thing left to do. Write your obituary. Write your obituary. One sentence. It's got to be able to fit on the stone. The psalmist said about David, he served the purposes of God for his generation. A man after God's own heart. Write your obituary. I'm serious. You go home today, you think through these questions, you answer these questions, then you write your, as best you can, you write in one sentence what you want your tombstone to read in terms of your eternal reason for being. And then you go get it. You know why? Because God will be with you. You say, but suppose I'm a little off. That's his problem. He's just going to be excited you even thinking about it. Warning. When you write your obituary related to your purpose, God's going to mess with your character. Because yeah. He doesn't want you fulfilling a purpose, but not being the right person. He wants your person to fit your purpose. So that's where trials come in and difficulties come in. Because God is trying to conform you to the image of his son, even while you fulfill your purpose. Everybody here has a divine reason for being. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you are willing to follow him as your Lord, then everybody here has a divine reason for being. No exceptions. You're not that unique that God just has you here to bide time. No. And then when that day comes, when you fall asleep, maybe even when you get ready to fall asleep, you'll get to see what Stephen saw when he had fulfilled the purposes of God for his generation. It says he looked up and saw heaven open. And this is while he's still alive. He looked up and saw heaven open. It says, and then he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. A standing ovation as he fell asleep. That's the way you want to leave here, with a standing ovation, because you fulfilled the purposes of God.
What do you think you'll see and hear when your time comes to fall asleep? Finding the answer begins by understanding that what Tony was talking about today isn't just a way of life, it's the way to life. The Bible makes it clear that none of us is good enough or pure enough to make it to heaven on our own, and that putting our faith in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is the only way to bridge the gap between human failure and divine forgiveness. If you've never made that connection, visit TonyEvans.org today and click on the Jesus link. There, Tony will explain everything you need to know about what it means to be a real Christian and how to start a brand new life. That's TonyEvans.org. where you can get the latest on our ministry and resources like the new Tony Evans commentary I told you about earlier and the Tony Evans Study Bible due to be released tomorrow. Well, today's message was the last installment in our current teaching series called Fulfilling Your Life's Mission. That makes this your last chance to get all five full-length messages in this collection as our thank you gift when you make a donation to help keep this program coming your way, along with Tony's Life Under God 365-day devotional. Just reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by around the clock to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222, or visit TonyEvans.org. The idea of reaping what you sow is pretty simple and probably very familiar. But there are some deeper secrets about seeds that can make your faith blossom and grow in ways you never imagined. Join Dr. Evans tomorrow as he begins a new series, Unlocking Some of Those Secrets. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.